It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil, and we're talking about being in Christ this week from my new book entitled In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. I've always been intrigued by how many verses in the Bible refer to being in Christ. From the very first time I heard that phrase, it kind of leapt off the pages of Scripture and it stirred something deep within me. Again and again, the apostles, especially Paul, he points to this mystery that the believer's identity, our security, and our destiny are all found not in themselves, not in their works, but in Him, in Christ Jesus. And this is not just some passing phrase, it's the very essence of the Christian life. To be born again is not just to get a new set of moral instructions, nor is it just an improved lifestyle or a better outlook on life. Friend, the new birth is a spiritual baptism. It's a holy immersion into the very person of Jesus Christ Himself. The third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, takes us and He places us into Christ, joining us in His death, burial, and resurrection. And then we're grafted into His body, made members of His flesh, and given a new identity that cannot be separated from Him. This means that Christianity is not something we do. It's someone who we are in. Our life is hidden with Christ in God, the Bible says. And our righteousness, it's found in Him. Our strength, guess what? It comes from Him. And our hope is secured in Him. This is why Paul would later declare with certainty when he would say, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And this is why our daily journey of faith can only be lived through Him. It's not by our striving, not by just trying to be good enough, but it's by His Spirit, friend. It's not by our willpower. It's by His grace. And the Christian life is not difficult. It's impossible. You say, what? Unless it's lived through Jesus, in Him, the Christian life is impossible. That's why Paul would say, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. And this is the glorious message of the gospel. In Romans 8:1, when Paul declared, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You get that phrase? In Christ Jesus. No longer are we judged by what we were. No longer are we enslaved by what we used to be. No, we stand forgiven now, accepted and complete in Him. This week, we're going to walk through the many verses that echo this truth. We'll listen as the Spirit unfolds the wonder of what it means to be hidden in Christ, rooted in Christ, and alive in Christ. And my prayer, friend, is as we're studying this week, that you'll not only understand what it means to be in Him, but that you will experience it as fresh oil in your life. Because in the end, Christianity is not a religion. It is Christ. And to be His is to be found forever and always in Him. Now, yesterday we discovered that God chose us in Christ before the foundations of the world. That's a heavy thought. And boy, you can really sink into that and it can make your mind go crazy. We were buried with Him in death, and we were raised to walk in a newness of life. But today, I want to take you deeper into that truth. Our message is this. In Him, you're a new creation, and you are the righteousness of God. If you can grasp these two truths, a new creation and righteousness, your Christian life will never be the same. Let's start today with 2 Corinthians 5:17. I believe it's one of the greatest in-hymn verses in all of the Bible, and it's one of my favorite chapters, 2 Corinthians 5 in all of the Bible. This is what it says in verse 17. Therefore, it begins with my favorite word. When you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for, because God's going to say something heavy. Here's what he says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Now, friend, I want you to notice something here. Paul doesn't say you're becoming a new creation. He doesn't say you're trying to be a new creation. He says you are a new creation. The moment you receive Christ Jesus into your life, something miraculous happens. Old things pass away, not some of them, not just the easy ones, all of them. And behold, all things become new. See, I believe when someone receives Christ, there should be a transformation in their life. See, the Bible said that old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I've seen people who came to Christ that even their physical appearance changed as they put on a newness of life in Christ. Let's look at the Apostle Paul himself. Before Paul met Christ, he was Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor of the church. He would drag Christians out of their homes, and he approved the stoning of Stephen. He was a blasphemer, a violent man, an enemy of the gospel. But on the road to Damascus, a light shone and a voice called, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And in that moment, Saul's life was changed forever. He had an encounter with God. He went from Saul the persecutor to Paul the preacher, the apostle of grace, from a destroyer of churches to a builder of churches, from one who killed believers to one who gave his life for the faith. What happened? The old passed away and a new creation was born. I want you to think of the caterpillar. It crawls on the ground. It eats leaves. It's slow. It's vulnerable. It's ordinary. It's ugly. But then it goes into a cocoon and something miraculous happens. When it emerges, it's not the same creature. It has wings. It flies. Its nature has changed. It's become a butterfly. And that's what Paul is talking about. You're not just a caterpillar trying to crawl better and trying harder to straighten out. You're a butterfly. You've been transformed by the power of Christ. He made you a new creation, something that never existed before. I remember hearing about a man who lived most of his life in prison. He was marked by violence, drugs, and gangs. Society had written him off. But one day someone shared the gospel with him, and right there in that prison cell, he surrendered to Christ. And when he was released years later, people still called him by his old nickname. They still looked at him with suspicion. But he said, "That old man is dead. The one you knew is gone. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus." And friend, maybe people in your life still see you as who you once were. Maybe they call you by the name of your past. But heaven knows your new name. And in Christ, you're not the one you used to be. Now let's move on to verse 21, one of the most powerful verses in all the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says this, "God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Oh, my friend Bruce Carroll wrote a great song about this verse called "The Great Exchange." Think about that. Jesus, who never sinned, he never lied, he never cheated, he never failed, never broke the law of God. He was spotless, holy, and pure, the Lamb of God. And yet on the cross, he became the very thing that held us captive. He became sin for me, not just carrying sin like a burden on his shoulders. He took on the weight of what I had done wrong. That means when the Father looked at him, he had to turn his head because he couldn't look upon Jesus at the cross when Jesus had all the sins of the world on his shoulder. And that's why the world was dark. while he was hanging on that cross. My friend, God looks at you today. He sees righteousness. He sees you holy. He sees you blameless, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus did. That's the great exchange of the gospel. I want you to picture yourself today in a courtroom. You're standing before the judge, and the evidence is stacked against you. The witnesses have all testified, and the verdict is certain, guilty. The gavel's about to fall, but just then, Jesus steps forward and he says, "Put the charges on me. I'm going to take the sentence. I'm going to serve in his place the sentence." And then in exchange, he clothes us in his righteousness. The gavel falls. The judge says to you, "Not guilty, declared righteous." Why? Because Christ took our sin. He took our sin and put it upon his shoulders and let us go free. Now let's talk about how this changes your life when you become the righteousness of God in Christ. It changes how you pray. You don't come before God like a beggar hoping for mercy. You come as a child, clothed in Christ, a part of the family, and you're welcomed into his presence. It even changes how you worship. You don't stand at a distance, wondering if God accepts you, if you're good enough. No, you draw near with confidence because in Christ you're already accepted. It even changes how you fight temptation. When the enemy whispers, "You're unworthy, you're dirty, you're a failure," you answer to him, "I may have failed, but I'm clothed in Christ's righteousness, and God sees me blameless." Let me ask you today, friend, do you still see yourself as a forgiven sinner, or do you see yourself as a brand new creation in Christ? So many times I hear people say, "I'm a sinner saved by grace." I'm like, no, you're either a sinner or you're saved by grace. Because God sees me holy now and blameless because of what Jesus did. Do you measure your worth by your performance or by the righteousness of Christ that covers you? What old shame do you need to bury once and for all? See, the enemy, he wants to keep you chained to your past. But let me tell you, friend, Christ says, "Behold, all things have become new." You might need to say out loud with me, "I am a new creation in Christ." That's powerful to contemplate. You might need to say out loud, "The old has passed away." It's been forgiven, friend. Your sin has been cast as far as the east is from the west. You might need to say out loud, "I am the righteousness of God in him." Friend, if those truths become more than just words on a page, if they become the bedrock of your identity, you're going to walk in freedom that you never thought possible. You remember the story of the prodigal son? We shared it yesterday. Wow, he went away and wasted all of his inheritance. He came back smelling like pigs. But the father put a new robe on him and a ring on his finger. And he said, "My son that was lost is now home." Friend, God welcomes you today into his presence. Thank you for joining me. Walk in grace.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God, not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.